will flow together. Just to encourage you, first of all, I had a little thing called the true biblical sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. If you've been around evangelical or especially charismatic circles, you've seen lots of argument about this. Look at Becky, who's been there and smiling at me. There's a lot of argument about what's the true biblical sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And some say tongues, and some say prophecy, and some say all kinds of, you know, certain manifestations. But I wanted to just kind of share with you a couple Bible verses that I believe really make the point of what the true sign is of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And let me just say why this is a big deal, and I'm bringing it up. I've got a friend who was defrocked. His license was taken away from his denomination because he did not believe that the whole of Scripture said that you must speak in tongues if you're baptized in the Holy Spirit. And let me just say something about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We believe that you're saved. When you're saved and you receive Jesus as your Savior, 1 Corinthians 12:13, you're baptized by the Spirit in your spirit man into Christ. That's when you're baptized in your spirit. But there is the filling of the Spirit for power. And that's what the Bible talks about. Jesus talked about the filling of the Spirit that all of us should expect to experience within our lives. It's very clear in the Bible. And so we hope that you've had that. The first experience is often called the baptism. Baptism means an initiation. So you're born again into Christ in your spirit man, joined with Him, one in spirit, through salvation. But then there is the infilling of the Spirit that empowers you for what we're going to talk about here. And I hope you all have experienced that or are experiencing it. But if you do, here is the sign. Acts 1:8 says that Jesus says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit's come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." This is before the day of Pentecost. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit's come on you, and you'll be my witnesses. As you remember, on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit fell on about 120 of them, and especially the 12, and they began to speak in tongues, and they began to manifest and preach the gospel. Acts chapter 4, verse 31 says, "And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered, the apostles and the believers, it was shaken. The building was literally shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God in boldness." Then John, I want to remind you of Jesus' prophecy in John 15, verse 26. Jesus says, "But when the Helper, the Holy Spirit, comes, whom I'll send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, He will bear witness about Me, and you also will bear witness because you have been with Me from the beginning." So, my answer to the question is, what is the true sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Is that the true biblical sign of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is an emboldened witness of Jesus. Whether by means of tongues or prophecy or preaching under duress and persecution, which all happens in the book of Acts, it's the same thing. The Holy Spirit came to empower the church to witness to Jesus. Another way I could put this is that one of the manifestations, or the clear manifestation that you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, is evangelism. And some people kind of twerk at evangelism because we're scared and it's awkward and all that kind of stuff. But listen, what it says clearly, Jesus says, when the Spirit comes, He's not coming to make you just speak in a different language. He's not coming just to give you prophecy, which He does, by the way. He gives us the gifts of the Spirit. But those are the means to the end. The end is that we would have an empowered witness to Jesus. And so I say this to biblically, hopefully, define for you what this is. It can happen. People will speak in tongues. I've heard about it. It's so funny. I don't know if you've ever heard it. I've heard of Baptist missionaries that were over in foreign lands who did not believe in speaking in tongues anymore, and the power of the Spirit falls on them, and they speak in tongues, and they speak the language of the tribe they're speaking to. It's a supernatural thing. They speak about Jesus, and people are saved, and they change their theology a little bit. That's what tongues was a known language that you didn't know so that you could proclaim the gospel of Jesus. It could come through tongues. It could come through just a prophecy that you would speak to one, a word of knowledge, Jesus with the woman at the well. I know you're not married. You've had five husbands. And he just basically unravels her heart. But it was power of the Spirit to witness to salvation in Jesus Christ. So I hope you're all seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And when you're seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit, I hope it's not just so you have better degrees of pleasure in the spirit realm. so that you can just get together and soak with people. I hope it goes beyond that, because clearly the Bible says the Spirit's power is given so you and I can witness to lost people with a devil that's warring to keep them lost all their lives. So praise God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And if you'd like to talk more about that, we can do that. And in this talk, I don't mean to downplay tongues or prophecy or gifts. Love them all. We believe in the Bible, so we believe in what the Bible talks about with the gifts. But at the end of the day, I'm wondering, how's your witness? How's your witness? You and I are living vapor lives right now. This is about over. I'm 48. I'm at two-thirds vapor, if you will, according to the Bible. So I'm hurling toward this mortal end into eternity forever. Most of my city and my neighbors don't know the Jesus that I know. And billions of people on planet Earth don't know. So the church's primary purpose is not just to get together and have conferences to get smarter and to get more doused in the Spirit. We're to go out on mission. That's what I was telling some people. I don't have time for little gatherings to go to little conferences anymore to just learn more in my head or to get deeper with. I want to be with missional people. I want to be around people that are on mission, because I don't think your Christian life is normal unless you're on mission. I don't think you'll be fulfilled in your life, and I'll get there in a moment, unless you yourself are on mission, because it's how God made you. That being the fact, let me say one other thing before I preach the word. We are inviting people to kingdom practicums. I'm going to do this really quick. I did it last week here. I did it over in Wichita. I had multiple people after the service last week try to encourage me. Sam, you're going to get kicked back over this, and don't be fearful about trying to bring people to practical accountability. Well, let me do it one more time here, and you just be led as you want.